This episode is brought to you by Schedule. Schedule is a cloud-based shift scheduling solution that helps businesses across various industries, verticals, to schedule and manage their employees' shifts and record work hours. Schedule offers a drag-and-drop-based shift scheduler that allows managers to add shifts and assign appropriate personnel to specific tasks. Visit schedule.com and learn how best you can program your working shifts. Hello and welcome to One Nation Radio Podcast. This is your host, John Gora. It's a happy moment and a very good evening here in Bahrain. And tonight we are having a guest all the way from Kenya. He's a young man who is a founder, a CEO, and the director of Stand Up For It initiative. He shall be discussing with us much about his initiative, and it is an initiative that is related to what One Nation is doing, perhaps by 90%. So it's easier to understand what he's doing, but it's better to understand from the man himself. And Sam is here with us. And I would like to welcome you, Sam, to One Nation Radio Podcast. You are much welcome, Sam. This is your time, and we humbly welcome you here to be part of us, Sam.
Thank you, John Gora, for that opportunity. And yes, I'm very humble, at least, to have a podium with you in this same interview.
Right. Thank you so much, Sam. It's a very good evening to have you here. We've been trying to reach out to each other. We've talked much and we've talked a lot about this. And when I heard about your initiative and I went through your website and checked whatever activities you've been involved in, I thought it was good to share what good things you are doing out there for the youths and those who are marginalized. Therefore, without wasting a lot of time, I would just invite you to be part of us here. And by way of introduction, tell our listeners who you are and what you are doing currently, Sam.
Okay, my name is Samuel Edgar. I'm currently the CEO and founder of Stand Up For It initiative. Stand Up For It initiative is a community-based organization that aims at reaching out to the less fortunate people in the society. So basically in Stand Up For It initiative, we don't focus on the age, education, background, ethnicity, gender, cultural practices, and environment. We focus with all type of people whom we meet along. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know, there's a say I always share with people, and this is something that my mother used to tell us when we were young.
Yeah.
That any human being who is alive and standing and walking or sleeping, but yeah, the heart is still beating, is never called a stranger. A stranger is someone who has a lost breath, who we are taking to the grave, who we are going to bury. He becomes a stranger, because if you meet such kind of a person, then yeah, you will be meeting an evil spirit. Therefore, I am really happy when you tell us that you don't even choose. Whoever you meet along, you yeah, work with them within Stand Up For It initiative.
Yeah.
It is. You know, sometimes I've been talking to a lot of youths, Sam, and we've gotten a situation where we are not ready to help people. You know, youths are much of, we want to make money, we want to get a life, we yeah, want to get into luxurious life. But yeah, then few of us who are standing up, as your initiative is called, yeah, are trying to find a way on how we can end this kind of mind and this yeah, kind of attitude. Therefore, when you started Stand For initiative, why did you decide to start it, and what was the motivation towards starting this initiative, Sam?
Okay, as the word suggests, for Stand Up, what
yes,
what really pushed me to start it up is that I wanted to stand with everyone. That's why I said from the beginning that I don't stand with the age or the education background, or neither the ethnicity or gender or religion. I stand with everyone, because what we believe, or what I believe, is that we were created with one God, and everyone has his own challenge. So when you come up together, stand up for everyone, at least you'll be able to ease that burden that each and everyone is carrying. Yeah.
Wow. That's absolutely awesome and amazing, Sam, because we've got a lot of burdens, and our burdens are not equal. Sometimes, you know, when you sit down and you're looking at your life, you're looking at yourself, you're looking at your background, maybe your family, and even the extended family and the friends, you see yourself in a bad situation and a bad state. But sometimes, again, when you walk outside the world and you meet some other people, you know, sometimes you walk to or you meet someone outside who doesn't have a home, yet you have a home, but you're complaining about the burdens you have. So it is a great impact that you had something from your mind that if those burdens we have, if we can share them, we lighten them, we make them less. You know, we try to forget about them, and that's a great impact and a great mind that you had to start this initiative, Sam. So that is the reason. But there is always one thing that will drive you. You know, you come up with an idea, and then it sinks into your mind, and you're kind of, can I go for this, or what will people think about it? How will people respond to it? So that's. Brings us to this question. What drove you towards going for it? Because that was just an idea that you thought, if we bring our burdens together, then we lighten them. But there is always that one power, one thing that drives you. Maybe it is about the life of the society, it is about your life itself, or what was the drive that pushed you to starting this idea, Sam?
Okay, the main thing as to why I was driven to this idea is where I come from. I come from one of the famous slums in Nairobi known as Mukuru Kwanjenga. So we find that in Mukuru Kwanjenga, the lifestyle, growth, health-wise, let's say like everything that a normal human being should go through, it's not at 100% on what people in Mukuru Kwanjenga are going through. For instance, you can find the children. Most children are not able to go to school because, for one reason, there are not enough schools. For another reason, they don't have that enough so that they can go to school. You can find that they don't have the reading materials.
Yes,
there are no schools. There are no teachers. The environment is not sufficient, or it's not clean for them. So you just find that many children in the slum are really suffering. And that's why we go mainly for the children, so that you're able to make the children, as we always say, that a child is a future and is a present. A child is never first to any country. So every children or every child is a future and is a present to our nation. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Every child is a future and is a present to our nation.
Yeah.
That's so great. It's the impact of that word only crowns it all, because without kids, a nation stops to exist. So that's a very important post and an important drive. And I really understand how it looks like when you talk about the slums, and more so in Nairobi and part of Kenya and Africa at large. Sometimes a lot of basic needs are never ever attained or are never ever touched. Some people grow until they reach their teenage. Without seeing a basic need. Sometimes it's clothes, it's house, it's food. It's, you know, sometimes people don't even understand, and they will sometimes try to contradict, trying to imagine how can somebody survive for like 10 years without seeing a certain basic. Maybe it can be clothes, it can be education, it can be house, it can be food. So, you know, just having food, it doesn't mean you have the basics. Some people feed on garbages. therefore, this is not food. And we term it as these are kind of people who've never seen food or have never touched food because they feed on garbage. So that's very excellent, Sam. And another thing that always happens with such kind of environment and this kind of atmosphere and environment that you have entered into is the challenges. You know, I've been here, I've been pushing for One Nation. This is an initiative that is meant for bringing people together, making the world look as one without racial bargaining, without kind of educations, just like what Stand Up For Initiative, For It Initiative is all about. But the problem has been mostly reaching out to people, and more so the youths. And what we said when we began this interview, youths wants money, youths wants to be paid. You call youths to come to events, to listen to podcasts and listen to some skills, listen to some people speak. They don't want. People want to see money. Sometimes these events, you organize them. There's one great guy that I will connect you with. He's a great guy who's doing great things in Kenya there. He's called Peter Omondi. He's got the Global Youth Forum initiative also, and he's doing a great job in Kenya. He's been organizing a lot of events. And we've been chatting sometimes with him, and the most contradicting thing and the most difficult thing is appreciating the Kenyan youth, appreciating these events. Sometimes they ask us very funny questions that, are we going to pay for the sittings? Is there food? Is there, you know, when you say no, we have a registration fee that you have to pay. Then they ask you, why should I pay for that registration fee? So my question to you is, what are the challenges that are involved? What are the challenges you are getting through this initiative, Sam?
Okay, you know, anything or anything you start, you never miss a challenge. But the challenges are all that drives us so that we can work towards it. Like for now, Stand Up For It is running a program known as a Stand Up For Kids Storybook Edition. So you may find that we have an idea. We have an idea of standing out for the kids on the storybook edition, but you get that finance has become a bit a problem, because our main aim to that is at least to construct like 50 children's home. We need to construct a library to each children's home in Kenya. So we may get that we do not have We don't have enough funds to run this program. So at least it's becoming a bit hard for the program to take through. And for Stand Up For Kids Storybook Edition, I remember, if you can recall, long time ago when you used to read storybooks.
Yes.
So you'll find now kids are not able to read the storybooks. Why? Technology has taken over. So we are trying to bring out this program to the street kids, to their children's home, to the kids around the estates, around the town, so that we are able to generate back the culture that we used to have on reading storybook and getting to learn what you need. That's why the moment these kids, as I say, every child is a future and is a present to our nation. So when you keep them to this system of reading these books, at least they'll learn more. They'll get to be inspired with what is written from that. So our main challenge mainly is on the funds. That's the main thing that I can see.
That's excellent, Sam. And I understand this. I understand this very well. More so the most and the biggest challenge that we incur when we start such kind of initiatives are funds. I would just ask you, like, for example, which are the methods you are using to make sure that you get, even if it's not direct financial support, what are other methods that you're using to make sure that you bring into accomplishment of these libraries? Like, for example, what are the methods apart from direct finance?
Okay, the methods that we are planning to do, currently, we're in partnership with one organization known as Peace and Culture. They're also coming, they're coming up with more ideas on what to do, but our main idea was to create documentaries on stories whereby we tell stories before we give the actual storybook. So we are creating a forum on that so that we come together in a bonfire, talk, say stories, go to a children's home, switch to what you've just done, show them the stories you are telling, so that at least you're able, before we get the actual books, you're able to tell, to bring up the system so that it can run all along.
Oh, right. That's great. So, and another thing I would like to ask, because, you know, when we talk about library, we are talking about a building, we are talking about furnitures, we are talking about books, we are talking about so many things.
Yeah.
So do you have a channel like, for example, book donations, material donations towards this?
Currently, we do not have, at least we are trying to strain from my team. They're trying to contribute so that you are able to do the, we are able to do that program. So currently we do not have where we are getting the donations, the material, what. So currently we do not have any. We are just chipping from our pocket so that you can see everything is running. Yeah.
That's so good. And otherwise, I would appeal on your behalf that for children to learn, just like we said, a child is a future and is a present of a nation.
Yeah.
And therefore, for these children to learn, you know, what you have tagged, technology is overtaking the world. Yeah. And you know, I'm in another program that I'm an ambassador that is passing an award across, trying to help parents towards cyber parental guardian, and teaching parents and teaching kids on how to be safe on internet. The reason why this is becoming a problem and a thorn on flesh is that we have come out of the reading culture and we are back into internet. We are everything. People want mobile phones, smartphones. People don't want to read books. We don't want papers. Everything, we just need to be on technology. So this appeal that if you guys reprogram yourselves and therefore you can have a kit, like we can donate books. Like, for example, if I'm coming to Kenya or if somebody's coming and we have books from here, we can donate to these libraries. Even other people who are from outside, even within Kenya, there are so many people who can offer to donate books to you, even if they cannot donate the cash, they cannot donate financial support. So it is a way that will help our kids to march forward, Sam, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Good. So there is something that I wanted to ask you about. And this is in terms of the mission statement of Stand Up For It initiative. Yes. And I wanted to let us know, and also our listeners understand, your mission, and know that in like 5 or 10 years time, where will you be and what will you think that how will you have reached or how will you have impacted the lives of the kids, the lives of the marginalized community, and any other person that is involved within Stand Up For It initiative?
Okay, for Stand Up For It initiative, our main mission towards it is to provide a dependable and quality service to the society designed not only to add value and exceed our society expectations, but also to develop the community through our ability to invest in people. So by investing in people, we need to invest from these future leaders, future parents, future doctors, future who are our children. So when you start by developing these kids from the beginning, at least you are able to create a good nation and to create a good future for these children, so that we will be out of late support, late guide. So they have already gotten the guidance from us. So by us developing them and investing in their minds, investing in what they have, in their talents, in everything, at least it's one of the greatest achievements that Stand Up For It will be able or will have made it.
That's so cool. I really appreciate your time and I appreciate everything that we've shared. So in an open forum, I just want you to, or I want us to discuss in terms of life of the youth. And as a CEO of an initiative that is looking into the life of the youths, the marginalized community, what do you think? How are you seeing? Are we somewhere represented within, even is, let's talk about the government, the political class, be it employment, in education? How is the life of the youth? What do you see in general as per your take on this, Sam?
Okay, I'm in the same bracket of a youth.
Yes.
So for us youth, you're getting 100% from the government. You're getting enough from the government. But what is killing us, or what is killing the youth? Youth have stopped thinking. Youth have stopped giving themselves. Youth are only depending on employment. They are only depending on who or what do I want to be. They don't understand that education serves only 30% of who you are, but your skills and ability serves 100% of what you're supposed to be. So for youths, me, what I can advise the youth is that they should stand up, think, innovate, and come up with what they're supposed to do. Employment is not 100% of what you need. What you need is your skill, your ability, and what you can provide. That's only thing that I can say with the youth. But currently, as Center for Youth Initiative, we are also carrying out an expo to the same youths. We are carrying an expo known as a Game Over. A Game Over is will be a project that will be attracting these youth so that we are able to train them to be entrepreneurs. At least they be self-employed. They work on themselves. That's what we really need for the youth.
Oh, really? That was awesome. And that's amazing. I really like how you enlighten it and how you're bringing it, that it is not employment that we need. We need skills. We need to stand up. We need to focus. We don't just need to sit and always bring in chaos, always bring in complaints. Oh, government this, oh, government that. Oh, we cannot get jobs because of this and that. We really don't need employment. We need skills. We need to come out of our comfort zones and work out things and see that things are working for us as youths. This was the best that I've ever had. And I think the mind and the structure that you have with your team is going to bring great things in the future, Sam. And I pray that God is going to bless the work that you are doing. And a lot of people who are outside and inside Kenya will see the good thing that you're doing and also be part of it. I will also try to appeal to people to support you in the work that you are doing. Me being part of it, I will 100% be part of Stand Up For Initiative, because this is what I'm preaching. It is what I'm preaching, and yeah. I am ready to be part of it. And as well as I would invite you to One Nation Initiative, with my co-host or co-founder, who is Kea Kea, and she was once on our interview. Yeah. You have to be part of this, and let us work together to see that we bring people together and we make this world a one nation that has got same playing ground. We don't need favor. You know, sometimes I tell people, we don't need to be yapping and every time saying that we youths, what were we given? We women, what were we given? I don't know. No, the thing is, the playing ground has to be levelized. Once it is levelized, the youths go for the skills that are needed. We don't have to ask what we have been given. We really have to take what is ours, because we already have the skills and technologies that are able to take whatever belongs to us. So, without wastage of much time, I will just introduce you to give us your last parting shout and to our listeners, anything that you would like to share with us. And after that, also tell us how we can reach you, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Huh?
Yes.
I'm having such a big quote here, or one of the famous quotes.
Yes.
Written by one of my famous director, and it says that a man's body seems healthy, but only the mind understands how sick the soul is.
Oh, wow.
So, for Standard for It, if more people want to contact us, we are in Instagram at Stand Up For It Initiative, Facebook at Stand Up For It Initiative. Our YouTube channel is at Stand Up For It Initiative. Website is at www.standupforitinitiative.org. So those are main contacts.
Thank you so much, Sam. It was a pleasure hosting you on One Nation Radio, and I really enjoyed sitting with you and staying with you all the way from Kenya. This is Bahrain. It's 30 minutes past 7 o'clock, the same time in Kenya, if I'm not wrong. And I would really wish to host you once again. And these people and the listeners, I'm so sure those who would be interested in whatever you are doing will contact you with the address and the contacts that you have given unto us. We really appreciate the work that you're doing, and I would applaud you and tell you to continue even doing much more. And as I've promised, I will be part of Stand Up For It Initiative. Let's push this thing and make the world a one nation. Sam.
Thank you so much.
We ask you to sponsor these episodes by agreeing to our plans to advertise your business, advertise your mission, your projects, or anything that you would wish us to advertise to our listeners. You can always reach out to us on LinkedIn under my name, John Gora, as well as on Facebook under my name, John Gora. You can as well reach out to me on Instagram and on Twitter under my name, T_MAC_Gora. Let's build the world together and grow together. One nation, the world unites.